My name's Peter Westaway. I run Bike Mobile. It's a mobile bike shop. I do it completely on my bike. I have a little trailer here and I carry everything I need to tune up and fix bikes. I originally started with a children's trailer and just ripped out the seats and put a floor, but now they have these cargo trailers. It's just a small cargo trailer, which I've converted a little bit, put a sign on the back. I got my tires, tubes, cables. I don't have extensive big parts, but I have most everything I need. And of course, my toolbox, my little stool here so I can sit down. My favorite part of doing it this way is I get to work out here. I've worked in dirty shops, and you can imagine it's so much more pleasant. I pick the shadiest spot in the house, dump out all my tools, and try to revive your bicycle. Of course, one of the biggest enemies for bikes is the rust, which seems to be the problem with this one. Seizes up the cables, but pretty easy to rectify. I remember I bought my first bike when I was 12 years old from Miracle Mart, and I came home. It was a 10-speed racer, and that night I read the owner's manual, and that's when I got my first start. And as far as this business goes, I first originally did it on my motorcycle. I've done it in cars. I've taken a bus to customers' houses, but now I kind of like doing it this way, on the bicycle itself. I'll cover pretty much the whole city. I'm based around Hogsback area, so it's pretty central. I have gone as far as Kanata. I'd rather not go to Kanata just for the one bicycle, of course, but I can be from Hogsback. I can be in Vanier in less than half an hour on my bike, and I can be right center town in less than half an hour, so it really isn't much of a problem compared, because people think, since I'm not in a vehicle, I can't get around too fast, but it really is not much problem at all. Okay, I'm just going to flip it up, and we will give a quick... They work real good. The craziest bike that I ever got to work on was a rickshaw from Bangladesh. A lady worked in the embassy, and it's the funniest looking thing for us, because it's got these plastic flowers and these baubles. It looks like a grade 7 art project. From the back, you can see by the back axle, it's got drawings of 3 Bangladeshi movie stars. It's written on the back cover, it's written good luck with an A. And it's, like I say, these baubles and trinkets hanging from it. And anyway, so I fixed it up, and then she had, I guess, adopted a little Bangladeshi boy and girl. And the 12-year-old Bangladeshi boy was all excited to ride this, because the girls in the neighborhood had all lined up, and he was all proud to run up and down the street giving all the girls rides. And so it's, again, it's the kind of thing you couldn't put in the back of your minivan to take to a bike shop. And hence, that's why I got to have the pleasure of working on it. If I've put the time in it and the bike comes out okay, which it mostly does, and I try to give the customer a good price, yeah, I have a sense of accomplishment, and I get to just hop back on my bike and get a breather before I get to my next appointment.